From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has arrived in Iraq for talks with his commanders and Iraqi leaders about ways the U.S. can ramp up the fight against the Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Carter is also looking for an update on the fight to retake Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, from the militants. The visit comes as Washington considers an increase in the number of American troops in Iraq. The death toll from Saturday's powerful earthquake in Ecuador has reached more than 270. The quake struck along Ecuador's Pacific coast, where we understand from Gabriela Benitez of World Vision help is arriving.
All the authorities have been there since the first earthquake. And we also, as an NGO, we are coordinating all the efforts and all the response with the local authorities and also with the humanitarian team of the country.
And across the Pacific, at least 42 have died from Thursday and Friday's earthquakes that hit Japan's Kyushu Island. Brazilian lawmakers have voted to back the impeachment process for President Dilma Rousseff. Sean Burgess is a Brazil expert at Australian National University.
This is the second time that a Brazilian president has been impeached. And it's not entirely clear how strong the legality of it was, but what is clear is that there's been a statement made that the Congress has the power to impeach the president. Now, this, of course, doesn't mean that she's out of office, but the Chamber of Deputies has made a pretty strong statement.
Opposition to Rousseff has increased in recent months with accusations she illegally covered up government budget shortfalls to increase her chances for re-election in 2014. She denies the accusations. She was first elected in 2010, then again 2014. This is VOA News. About 7,000 demonstrators marched Sunday throughout the central part of Brussels, Belgium.
We came together, black people, white people, from different clubs to make a statement against terrorism. We are Belgians. It's time that all Belgians stand up against terrorism.
Brussels is still shocked over last month's terror attacks that killed 32 and suicide bombers blew themselves up at a Brussels airport and a subway station. Police have arrested 6 suspects so far, and they say the extremist cell that attacked Brussels was linked to the November terror attacks in Paris that killed 130. Envoys from Yemen's warring parties are in Kuwait for a third try today at United Nations-mediated talks aimed at ending an 18-month conflict that has killed more than 6,000 people and created a devastating humanitarian crisis in the region's poorest country. The conflict has pitted the Sunni government against Houthi rebels who seized the capital, Sana'a, in September of 2014, driving the president into exile. The Saudi-led Sunni military coalition has been attacking the Houthis, who are backed by Iran. Last week, a UN envoy on Yemen told the Security Council that success at the peace talks will require difficult compromises. Oil prices dropped today after major oil-producing nations failed to agree on a production freeze to help stabilize the market. Ministers from 18 OPEC and non-OPEC countries said after a meeting in Qatar they need more time to make a decision about capping production at January levels. Some analysts say capping output will not improve oil prices in the short run. Spencer Welch is with IHS Global.
In reality, it doesn't mean much because the people involved are talking about freezing their production level at already high rates into a market that is still oversupplied.
Ministers are seeking stability after oil prices dropped from above $100 a barrel in 2014 to the current prices around $40 a barrel. Americans increasingly focused on the mechanics of presidential nominating system as Republicans confront the possibility that no candidate will have a majority of delegates to the party's national convention in July. Possibility underscored Saturday when contender Ted Cruz won all the delegates in Wyoming. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is heavily favored to win tomorrow's primary in his home state of New York. And Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders also competing for delegates. Unless Sanders wins virtually all remaining states by wide margins, Clinton will go to the Democratic National Convention with a delegate majority.
That's the latest world news from VOA.